Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. Chapter 20. Jesus Christ's Return and Coming Reign. We believe in the personal, visible, premillennial return of the Lord Jesus Christ to rule the nations on earth. During his 1,000-year reign on earth, he will restore all things and establish the kingdom of God forever. Matthew 24, verse 30 and 44, Revelation 1, verse 15, 19, verse 16, and 20, verses 4 through 6, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 16, as King of Kings, and to continue his priestly office as Lord of Lords. At that time, he will sit upon the throne of David, John 14, verse 3, Isaiah 9, verse 7, and 40, verses 10 through 12, Hebrews 7, verse 24, Jeremiah 23, verse 5, Luke 1, verse 32 through 33, Acts 1, verse 11, 3, verse 21, and 15, verse 16, Daniel 7, verse 14, 18, and 27. Jesus Christ came to earth around 2,000 years ago to bear the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Hebrews 9, verse 28, NIV. At that time, his reign over all the nations will commence with the awesome announcement, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Revelation 11, verse 15, NASB. The future coming of the Messiah, the Christ, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is a truth frequently attested to in the Bible. It is promised in the Old Testament, Isaiah 40, verse 10, Daniel 2, verse 44, and Micah 1, verse 3, and reaffirmed in the New Testament, Matthew 24, verse 30, John 14, verse 3, Acts 1, verse 11, Revelation 1, verse 7, and 19, verse 16. Trusting in Scripture as God's Word, then, we fully believe in the personal, visible, premillennial return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, immediately preceding or at the commencement of his prophesied 1,000-year reign. His return will not happen in secret, for everyone alive will see him. Matthew 24, verse 30, Revelation 1, verse 7. Great supernatural sounds will accompany that event, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. Kings of the earth will attempt to make war against him, but he will swiftly overcome them, Revelation 17, verse 14, to at last bring peace. Leading up to this event will be the worst period of calamity ever. Jesus said there will be great tribulation, such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24, verse 21. Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says, "It will fall hard on the descendants of Jacob or Israel. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it," that is, after enduring it. The earth itself will then be rocked with a cataclysmic upheaval during the period of God's judgment on all mankind, referred to in many scriptural passages as the day of the Lord. It will culminate with Christ's return and reign. The prophecy of Zechariah proclaims God's message in this regard. "Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, for I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations, as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all you saints with you, and all the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 5 and verse 9. Jesus Christ, the one the Israelites knew as God in the Old Testament, see John 8, verses 58 and 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, will fulfill this prophecy. Listen to the chapter titled, God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, earlier in this audiobook. In submission to the will of God the Father, Jesus will sit on the throne of his human ancestor King David in ruling from Jerusalem over Israel and the Gentile nations. Isaiah 9 verse 7, Jeremiah 3 verse 17, 23 verse 5, Luke 1 verse 32, and Romans 15 verse 12. Establishing the kingdom of God as a literal global government, a kingdom which shall never be destroyed and shall stand forever. Daniel 2 verse 44. During the first 1,000 years of his reign, Christ will inaugurate times of refreshing, the times of restoration of all things. Acts 3 verses 19 and 21. This age to come, the wonderful world tomorrow, will be a time of peace, righteousness, justice, and abundance. Amos 9 verses 13 through 14, Isaiah 2 verses 2 through 4, 11 verses 1 through 9, and Micah 4 verses 1 through 5. The enemy of God and mankind, Satan the devil, will be banished during this time. Revelation 20 verses 1 through 3. Listen to the chapter titled, Satan the Devil, earlier in this audiobook. Jesus will be assisted in his reign by the saints, his faithful followers from all history who will be resurrected as he returns. They will then become immortal children of God. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 50 through 53. Rise to meet Christ in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 17. And join him in conquering the earth's rebellious nations and in establishing the kingdom of God. Psalm 149 verses 5 through 9. Revelation 5 verse 10 and 20 verse 6. We are assured that under Christ, the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Daniel 7 verse 18. The millennium will be followed by a brief release of Satan as an important lesson to mankind, and then by his permanent removal, Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10. On the heels of that will come another resurrection, through which all who have ever lived will be given the opportunity to be saved and receive eternal life, verses 5 and 11 through 12. And after this will come the permanent destruction of the incorrigibly wicked, those who ultimately refuse to repent in the lake of fire. Verses 13 through 15 and 21, verse 8. Also, listen to the chapters titled Resurrections and Eternal Judgment, earlier in this audiobook. Finally, the earthly environment will be transformed into a new heaven and new earth. Revelation 21 verse 1. And the glorious city of New Jerusalem will descend from heaven to earth along with God the Father, who will at last dwell in the midst of his children, now immortal. Verses 2 through 3. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things will have passed away. Verse 4. This is the culmination of God's plan of salvation when Christ delivers the kingdom to God the Father. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 24 through 26. The immortal children of God, submitted to Christ and the Father, will then inherit all things. Revelation 21 verse 7. the entire universe. Listen to the chapter titled God's Purpose for Mankind earlier in this audiobook. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Isaiah 9, verse 7. This is the awesome salvation for which we wait, to commence at the glorious return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Hebrews 10, verse 37. As he declares in the Bible's last chapter, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every one according to his work." Revelation 22, verse 12. Yes, Jesus Christ is returning. The King is coming soon. So in the words of Hebrews 10, verse 23, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Thanks for listening to Jesus Christ's Return and Coming Reign, the final chapter of the Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of this audiobook and others like it, please visit ucg.org.